We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, a tough day for you guys Saturday at Richmond in a battle between two really good teams, and you guys come up on the short end at 23-0. Give me your breakdown of that game.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, Richmond's very talented. You need to bring your A game to win down there. And, you know, they played very, very well. Offensively, we lost Zach Bednarczyk, our quarterback. You know, he got hurt on about the 15th or 16th play in the first quarter. And, you know, sometimes with a concussion, you know, it comes along slowly. And, you know, his reads were not where they needed to be. He threw a couple of picks. And, you know, as we were going in to score, so, you know, we really had to take him out of the game. You know, he came off to the side and was really out of it. So, you know, when you play your second quarterback, you better hold on tight. We just, you know, we're playing against a really good team as well. So I think it was 13-0 at halftime, or 10-0 at halftime. So, but we were still in the game. So we had to reconnoiter our game plan at halftime a little bit. But we just weren't able to sustain anything in the second half and close the gap. We had some opportunities, but you know, when you're playing a top ranked team, three turnovers will kill you. And we fumbled a punt and gave them a 3-point field goal. Our defense actually played very well throughout the game. We just didn't support them offensively. So, you know, I think the loss of our quarterback hurt us a little bit offensively in terms of some things that we wanted to do. And, you know, the turnovers, when you combine that against the top-ranked team, you're just flirting with danger. But, I mean, they're a very good team. You know, you're going to have to bring your best game to beat them home or away. And, you know, playing down there is never easy. So, you know, it's just one of those games that you got to go in with your package and you got to play. You know, we've had a great defensive effort. Offensive effort was not what, you know, we had hoped for. But I think Richmond's defense had a lot to do with that. You know, I mean, that's the other thing that you always have to, you know, manufacture. You're not going to get easy things against a defense like Richmond. So all in all, you know, a disappointing road trip for us. And, you know, now we have to figure out, I don't know if we'll have Zach back for this game or not. If not, Adeyemi Da Silva will be the guy that has to go in there and try to figure it out.
Obviously, that's a tough situation for Adeyemi to come into against a team like Richmond on the road. Just talk about his game and what you'll if you'll have to make any changes with him at the controls if necessary, and maybe some of the skills that he brings to your team.
Well, you know, I think the first thing you have to do with him is you've got to dumb the offense down a little bit because, you know, you can't give him all of the exceptions. You know, we change at the line of scrimmage a lot, so you've got to limit how much we're going to do with that. But he's a run-pass threat. He's a guy that can do things with his feet as well as his arm. So, you know, you've got to design enough stuff, you know, and then – make sure that you keep him healthy throughout the game. You know, we really don't have a third that could go in and play right now. So it's really one of those things where you have to be really careful about what you do with him. But it's going to be a complete revised kind of a game plan if he's going to be our quarterback, and I won't know that until the end of the week. So, you know, it's everybody in our league has dealt with a concussion, and you know, he may be ruled out or he may be allowed to play, but if he is allowed to play, we probably won't have a whole lot of time to work with him. So, you know, it's not the best situation when you're playing a team like Albany who, you know, really, if you take a look, I mean, they were doing a fabulous job and they really could have very easily won their game against Richmond. And unfortunately, they didn't. In triple overtime, and then they go to Maine and actually had a chance to sneak away with that one on the road, and that's a tough place to play. Everybody knows that. I mean, they very well could be undefeated. So they're very good. They've now become an upper level team in the CAA and somebody that you better bring your best game when you play them.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Christopher Heidel with Harp FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I know you probably heard the news this morning that Coach Brock got fired from Delaware. Just talk about your battles with him as a coach for the your rival, and what do you see? What's been the problem with Delaware this year, if you know?
Well, Coach Brock is a class guy. We've had a great relationship. You know, he works with our bone marrow program here at Villanova as well. He's a very giving guy. I think it's unfortunate to let a coach go during the season. He still could have easily won the last two games. So it's very unfortunate that the CAA and that the Delaware, wanted to make a move like that during the season. High-quality guy. High quality coach, has been at a lot of places, and for the profession to do that during the season, to me it just hurts the team and hurts the players. And he still had a chance to maybe salvage the season. Delaware has a great tradition, and obviously they decided administratively that they were going to do that, but it's not something that I was happy to see, that's for sure. I like Dave a lot, and he's a class act.
Let's talk about this week's game against Albany. What are the three keys for you guys to win? Because I know last week you had a tough game down in Richmond, two good teams. What do you see against another good team in Albany?
Well, we can't turn the ball over three times, that's for sure, or we'll get beat. So that's the first thing we need to do, is get back to playing sound football. And then the big adjustment for us will be, if Zach doesn't play, how we're gonna get it done with a rookie quarterback. So we've got to really engineer something that will work against them. I mean, they're a really good team, and we're gonna have to figure it out. So I think those are the two most important keys. And then the third one always is the kicking game. You know, we can't drop punts, can't fumble punts. You know, we've got to do a better job there.
Well, I hope you have a good week of practice.
Thank you, sir.
Andy, you touched on how well your defense played against a very powerful Richmond offense, basically holding them to one touchdown until the final seconds. And once again this week, Austin Calitro sort of leading that charge, 12 tackles and three for loss. Just talk about his play Saturday against a very strong Richmond offense.
Yeah, Austin's been one of the outstanding linebackers in the CAA week in and week out. He's fast, quick, aggressive, and tough. And, he loves the game. He's a very, very important aspect of our defense. He covers up a lot of ills, kind of like Donnie Cherry did last year. So sometimes if you have breakdowns in certain areas, he's free to make up a mistake.
And before I let you go, just a note on your punter, John Hinchin, who averaged almost 50 yards a kick and had a big 71-yarder that certainly changed field position at a critical time in that game. Talk about his game on Saturday for you.
Yeah, John's been terrific. I mean, he's just a great kid, and, he kept us in the game with his foot. He just did a wonderful job punting, and that's really important when you're not playing well offensively. The defense a lot of times had, Richmond down on the 10 or the 15-yard line, and, a tribute to John. He's been great, and, we have another year with him, so we're very excited about that.
All right, Andy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.